Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name on today. This is your day, God. You have made it. We are rejoicing and glad in it. Jesus Christ, you are the reason for the season. Hallelujah. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ during this season. And no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, if you're a born-again believer, glory be to God, you already have every victory in every area of life. If any man be in Christ, they're a new creation, the Bible says. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in your life. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We greet you in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, we are here. I believe that there's a word from the Lord for you today. So many are going through so much, and I know that the word says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing through the word of God. Restoration and recovery is at your door, and I believe that if you just open that door, God will restore, God will renew, God will rebuild the waste places in your life. Hallelujah. It's been a rough year for some of us, and I'm glad that you tuned in today to hear a word from the Lord. We thank God for you and your faithfulness to this midweek service. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So let me pray as we open up this service unto the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, which surpass all understanding. We thank you, Lord, giving us ears to hear, a heart to receive what you want to speak to us today as we wind down this 2012 year in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that all things work together for our good. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, your word says, but you deliver us out of them all. Now, Father God, minister to our hearts and our spirits as our pastor preached the unadulterated word of God into our ear gate today. We thank you for the listener, Lord. You know what they stand in the need of. We thank you that breakthrough and manifestation and demonstration of your power is about to invade their lives. So, Father God, have mercy upon those, have grace upon those, and put your favor on your people. So, Father God, we thank you in advance for this word. We thank you in advance for this wonderful service to bring your name glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to play another praise and worship song. That song was simply saying thank you. I know you're going through maybe a lot, but you still have a thanksgiving in your spirit, I pray. And we need to be thankful. Amen. During this season of giving and receiving. So after the next song you hear, you're going to hear from our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word and break the word over our life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So after this next song, tweet somebody, tell somebody, text somebody that there's a powerful word for the next few moments on the air and give them this number. I believe they're going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody great, nobody great, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody great, nobody greater, no. Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
Greater, nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. Look high and low, still couldn't find nobody. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You are worthy. Oh, Jesus. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. There is nobody greater. Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I dare you to praise God right where you are. Give him some glory because there is nobody greater. There is nobody greater than our Lord. There's nobody greater than our Savior. There is nobody greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm thanking God for Jesus on today. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my all in all. He is my everything. Without him, am, I realize more and more day by day that without him, I am nothing. Hallelujah. And without him, I can do nothing. But with him, I can do all things. I thank God for Jesus today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising the name of Jesus because he is worthy. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning. My God started me on my way. Hallelujah. Put breath in my lungs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put stepping in my feet. Hallelujah. And I'm able to keep on keeping on because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Lord. My God. Isaiah, grab your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to start with verse 2. I thank God for Pastor Anthony Simmons. Amen. And the New Creation Christian Ministry family. I thank God for every guest. Amen. Every visitor. We thank God for you and we welcome you to our service on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 9, starting with verse 2, and it reads, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments robed in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name and we magnify your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for stepping into our lives, Father God, and manifesting change, oh God. And Lord, I ask, Father God, that you use me as your woman servant to preach this word. Hallelujah, speak through me. Oh God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you on today, oh God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, oh God. Heal the sick, set some on purpose, and fill us with power, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray, that I pray this prayer to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. I want to preach on today on the topic of the greatest gift. The greatest gift. Hallelujah. Jesus is the greatest gift. Hallelujah. He is the greatest gift. Hallelujah. Jesus is the greatest gift. here in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, the prophet is prophesying about the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah. He's speaking to the people of Israel and telling a prophecy according to as it has been revealed to him from our Father in heaven. And he said, nevertheless. You know, and I just have to stop there at that word, nevertheless, because what we have to realize is that no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter how crazy people want to act, there is a nevertheless. There is a nevertheless. Hallelujah. There is a nevertheless. You know, so many people are looking for answers in lieu of everything that's going on, in lieu of Hurricane Sandy, in lieu of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. People are looking for answers in lieu of the economy, in lieu of lack of jobs, and it seems like money is running out. But I have a news flash for you on today. Money is not running out because there is no lack in the kingdom of God. There is a nevertheless, however, in the middle of that dark situation. It says, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be as was in her vexation. And that's all the way in verse 1 of Isaiah 9. He starts out with nevertheless. Hallelujah. He says that the darkness will have no victory because he says that the people that walk in that very same darkness, over in verse 2, he said the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. And he is prophesying, prophetically speaking into the darkness, my God. And sometimes we have to begin to prophesy. We have to begin to prophetically declare and decree a thing in the middle of great darkness, in the middle of that situation that seems like is never going to be all right, in the middle of that situation that is all topsy-turvy, upside down, and just seems like God is nowhere to be found, in the middle of raising children, trying to raise up positive children in a negative world, in the middle of it all, there is a nevertheless, and there is a light, my God, that shines in that darkness. Hallelujah. It says that the people walked in darkness, but the Bible says that there was a great light. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the light. He is the light in the middle of the dark situation. He is the light. Amen. Hallelujah. That allows us to see our way forward, that allows us to keep moving forward in spite of the naysayers, in spite of the negativity of the circumstance, in spite of everything that has gone wrong, we realize that Jesus is the light. And when that light comes on, then we are able to see our way out of that situation. Yeah. It may seem like it's over. It may seem like the devil has gotten the victory, but I'm here to tell you on today that it's not over and that the devil has not gotten the victory. In fact, the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. The devil is already defeated. Hallelujah. He's already defeated, saints of God. You can go ahead and praise God right there because the enemy has been defeated in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember, I reflect upon when Jesus first came into my life, that great light. I was all messed up, yoked up, tore up, from the floor up. Did not have a vision for my future. Did not have hope, my God, for greater things. I was doing okay. As a matter of fact, I was working on Wall Street. I had a good job. I was making a pretty good dollar. I lived in a nice apartment. But all of that external stuff meant nothing because inside I was all messed up. I was messed up. I was going from relationship to relationship. I didn't have low self-esteem. As a matter of fact, I had no self-esteem. My money was coming in fast, but it was going out even faster because I was out there drinking and getting high, doing things that I had no business doing. My God, ending up looking for love in all of the wrong places, waking up looking in all the wrong faces. My God, somebody knows what I'm talking about. My life was a train wreck waiting to happen. But I thank God, hallelujah, that even in the middle of that bar scene where I was on the night that I met my husband, even in the middle of the darkness, because you know in the bars it's dark. I don't know, maybe everybody hasn't been in the bar, but I know what it's like to be in the bar. And in the middle of that darkness, because they turn out the lights, amen, just to make us feel comfortable. My God, dark is comfortable with darkness. My God, darkness is comfortable with darkness. In the middle of the darkness, there was a light, because there was a man who came into that bar and began to tell me about Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God that God sent Pastor Anthony into that bar on that night to tell me about Jesus. Even though I rejected the message, that the seed was planted. All you have to do is plant the seed. Don't give up on evangelizing. Don't give up on telling people about the Lord. Don't give up on telling your children about the goodness and the glory of God. Don't give up on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there is a light that is shining every time you open your mouth and declare this gospel. So the Bible says that there was a great light. And then the Bible also tells us that he multiplied the nation and increased their joy. My God, it's just so powerful how God began to, when I think about the fact that he multiplied the nation, I think about the fact that he expanded the borders, my God, of the lives of the people of the nation. You know, when I think about the fact that my life was so small and things were so small and I felt like I was living in a box, and that God took the limits off of the way that I was going to live. He took the limits off of my life. Amen. He showed me that with him, with Jesus, there are no limits. Somebody needs to hear me on today, because you have been putting God in the box, and it's time to take God out of the box. It's time to take him out of the box and see the magnificence of Jesus Christ, and see that when Jesus came, when he stepped up on the scene in your life, that he brought with him victory, that when he stepped onto the scene of your life, he brought salvation and deliverance. My God, salvation, which means that you have been saved, my God, from the power of Satan. You have been saved from the power of sin. You have been saved and delivered from the power of sickness. And you have been saved from the power of death. Death has no power. Sin has no power over your life. The Bible goes on to say that he has broken the yoke, my God. The yoke has been broken. The yoke has been broken. I want to say it again. My God, the devil is already defeated because the yoke has been broken. I know what it feels like. I know what it looks like. But no matter what you're walking through right now, I want you to be encouraged, because there is a power that through Jesus Christ for the believer, there is a power that has stepped up into your life. Jesus has stepped into your life, and he has begun to make everything wrong right. My God, Jesus has already begun to turn that situation around, that situation that you've been facing. It seems like it is never going to end, but the Bible tells us that God will never allow you to go through any more than you can handle. And just when you think you've had enough, just when you think you can't take it anymore, the Bible tells us that he has already provided a way out, and that way out is Jesus. That way out is through the greatest gift. Even during this time of of Christmas, this time of gift giving, this time of gift getting, this time of shopping. We want you to stop. I need you to stop. God needs you to stop and remember the greatest gift. You may not be able to buy everything that you need or everything that you want to for your child. Your child might have a list that's so long, but I want you to understand that the greatest gift that you can give your child, the greatest gift that you can give anyone, the greatest gift that you can receive is the gift of life that's been made manifest through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a gift that is greater than any gift, and I'm here to tell you today that Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that Jesus is the greatest gift. He is the greatest gift, hallelujah, and I thank God for Jesus on today, hallelujah. I thank God that he stepped into my life, that as I was evangelized and as that seed was planted and that seed began to germinate and that seed began to be watered, because Pastor Emily did not just stop there. He began to call me and constantly bug me, literally bug me to come to church until I finally came to church. And when I walked into the church and the preacher was preaching, he was preaching my life, y'all, and he was preaching hope to me, and he was preaching something that I had not heard. He was preaching to me that I did not have to live the way that I had been living, that I did not have to stay broken, busted, and disgusted. He was preaching that I did not have to continue looking for love in all the wrong places. And I'm here to tell you on today that you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live in darkness. You don't have to live broken, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to live broke. You don't have to live looking for love in all of the wrong places, because there is a gift of life that has been given to you by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave himself for you so that you would not perish, so that you would have life and have that life more abundantly. Life does not have to be a struggle. Begin to embrace Jesus. Begin to set your eyes and fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Cast your cares on him, because he cares for you. You don't have to walk this thing alone. It's not over until God says it's over, and God has already said that it's over. It's a game. It's a done deal, because Jesus has stepped into the sea. The Bible says, unto us a son, a child is born. Unto us a child is born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No ordinary child. This was no ordinary child that was born. The angel came to Mary and said, Mary, you're going to give birth to a baby. And that baby, his name shall be called Jesus. And he is going to be the Savior of the world. My God, I want to stop and ask you, is he your Savior today? Hallelujah. Is he your Savior? Has he stepped into your world? Has he rocked your world? Has he turned your topsy-turvy world upside down and right side up? Hallelujah. Has he done a great work in your life? Somebody ought to praise him. When I think about his mercy, when I think about his goodness, when I think about how he sent somebody to tell me about him, when I think about the fact that he would not let me close my ears to his message, when I think about the fact that he took away the alcohol and he took away the drugs, when I think about the fact that he took away the darkness by shining his great light, when I think about the fact that he took my hopelessness and turned it into hope, when he gave me faith, my God, pistis, a conviction. God wants to give you a conviction in his word that is unshakable. He wants to give you unshakable faith. He wants you to get to the fact that you will say, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. I will praise him anyway, yet will I praise him. Does anybody have a yet will I praise him on your lips? Does anybody know that God, my God, is able? Come on, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even as they threw the three Hebrew boys into the fire, even before they threw them, the king said, who will deliver you from this great fire? And those boys looked at him and said, our God will deliver us. He will deliver us because he is able. But even if he doesn't, we will still not bow. We will not bow to you, Satan, because we know our God God is able. We won't bow. Is there anybody out there that has the testimony that you will not bow, that you will not bend? And if you don't bow, if you don't bend, my grandma used to say, if you don't bow and if you don't bend, you will not break. If you do not bow, if you do not bend, you will not break. You're not going under. You're not going out. You're not defeated. Hallelujah. It's not over. It's not over. Hallelujah. You have the victory. It's not over for you. This is not the end of the road. My God, it's just beginning. God still has so much more for you to do. He said, God said in his word that he knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Listen, listen, don't let a temporary situation, hallelujah, put you in a permanent, don't let a temporary situation put you in a permanent position of distress and disaster. My God, don't let a temporary situation put you in a permanent position of distress and disaster and discouragement. Hallelujah. Hold up your head. Hold up your head. Hallelujah. Hold up your head. My God, square your shoulders. Put up your spiritual dukes and fight the good fight of faith. It's not over for you. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, it's over for the devil because he's already defeated. The Bible says that Jesus took him out on the cross. Hallelujah. He took him out. Jesus took out the devil on the cross. I'm talking about the greatest gift. Hallelujah. The greatest gift that God could give us. The Bible says that the government would be on his shoulders. Hallelujah. And his name would be Wonderful, Counselor, My God, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. He's amazing. He is our counselor. He is our ever-present help in the time of trouble. He is a mighty God. There is nobody greater. He is our everlasting Father. He's our father and our mother, our sister and our brother, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. He is the light in the middle of the darkness. Hallelujah. He is the hand that I hold on to when it seems like I'm standing in sinking sand. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is, hallelujah, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is Jesus, the greatest gift. Hallelujah. There is no greater gift. Hallelujah. The government is on his shoulders. That means that he has all power and authority in this earth realm. Hallelujah. Jesus has all power and authority. Hallelujah. Which means that even though the devil is a liar and he is the father of lies, even though the devil tries to come in and make it appear, my God, like he has power in your life, it means that even though the devil is running and prowling around the earth seeking whom he may devour, that means what I just said to you means that the devil is already defeated. You have to hear me on today. The devil is already defeated. The devil has no power that you don't give to him. Stop giving the devil power in your situation. Stop giving the devil power in your life. Ha, ha, who am I talking to out there? Stop giving the devil power in the lives of your children. You have the power, the same authority, the same government, the same dunamis, that's power, the same exousia, that's authority, that has been given to Jesus, has been handed down to you through your inheritance, my God, through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, Jesus didn't just stop with being born. See, until us a child is given, until us a child is born, hallelujah, he didn't just stop with being born. My God, his power increased as the days of his life on this earth increased, so that by the time he started his ministry at the age 30, hallelujah, he was walking in the fullness of his power. By the time John baptized him and the Holy Ghost came upon him as a dove, and the Father spoke and said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. By the time he began to manifest miracles, opening the eyes of the blind, healing the sick, hallelujah, hallelujah, letting the lame walk, hallelujah, raising the dead, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, by the time he began to manifest miracles, turning water into wine, which was his first miracle, by the time he began to manifest miracles on the earth, he knew that he was walking in divine purpose. When Herod wanted to kill him, he said, tell Herod, you tell that fox that I'm going to keep doing what I got to do, and I'm paraphrasing. He says, because I got some things to do. I must be about my Father's business, and I'm not going to stop until I get to Jerusalem, because he says, surely a prophet cannot die outside of Jerusalem. And what Jesus was saying was that I cannot die until my purpose is fulfilled. And that's what I came to tell you, Saint of the Most High God. We are disciples of Christ. We're not just Christians, huh? We're Christ's ones, which means we're followers of Christ. Hallelujah. But we're not just church folk. I hope I'm not talking to no church folk out there, because you're a kingdom. You're a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. You're a peculiar people, which means that there are some things that you can do that the ordinary individual cannot do. There's some powers that can be made manifest in your life that cannot be made manifest in those who do not know Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus has passed that same power that he walked in. He passed it on to you, and he passed it on to me. Hallelujah. Which means that we're not wimps, and we're not defeated, and we're not wandering generalities, but we are powerful, hallelujah. We are victorious, hallelujah, and we are purposeful individuals who have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. It's not over, saint of God. God is not finished with you yet. The world might be finished with you. The world might have thrown you away. But God is not finished with you yet. I bind up the spirit of opposition coming against this word right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit will try to steal this word and stop it from being planted into the hearts of the people. I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I declare victory in the name of Jesus over the lives of God's people. I declare that no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. I declare victory over their finances. I declare victory over their children. I declare victory over their minds. I declare victory over their deliverance. My God, I declare deliverance right now in the name of Jesus from alcohol and drugs, from low self-esteem, from low self-esteem, from promiscuous, from being promiscuous, from looking for love. Let me just make it plain, from looking for love in all the wrong places, from laying up with all the wrong people, waking up looking to be validated. I declare victory right now in the name of Jesus from low self-esteem, not knowing who you are. I declare that you are a royal priesthood, my God, a peculiar people. I declare that you are the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath. I declare that you're walking in the divine destiny, that your purpose on this earth shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he is the Prince of Peace. My God, hallelujah. I declare peace over your life right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there will be an increase in his government and peace. Hallelujah. And that there will be no end to his government and peace. Hallelujah. You got to hear me on today. You have received the greatest gift. Hallelujah. The greatest gift is Jesus Christ. And I want to exhort you to do three things. I want to exhort you, hallelujah, to receive the gift. Receive the gift of life. life, life and life more abundantly. Christ came so that you might have life and life more abundantly. Receive the gift of life. I want to encourage you on today to activate the power of the gift. Activate the power of the gift through the word of God. Activate the power of the gift through praising God. Activate the power of the gift through prayer. Activate the power of the gift of God that has been given to you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. It's time to activate the gift. It's time to walk in your power. It's time to put your foot on the devil's head and tell the devil that he is defeated. It's time to yell out and cry loud and spare not. It's time to put the word on it. It's time to tell the devil that the yoke has been destroyed. And the yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing of the gift of the blood of Jesus Christ. God didn't stop there. Well, Jesus didn't stop with just walking the earth. He didn't stop with just being born. But the Bible says that he went to the cross. They hung him on the cross, saint of God. They put nails in his hands. Hallelujah. They spit on him and they talked about him. They lied on him. Hallelujah. But they called him the prince of the king of the Jews. They didn't lie about that because he is king of kings. I'm here to tell you that you got power. And as he hung his head, he said, Father, forgive them. Well, they know not what they do. And it says he hung his head and gave up the ghost. He breathed his last breath. Said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. You got to hear me all today. As they poked him in the side, his blood was shed on Calvary. And that same blood, it covers you. It covers me. You're covered by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus, over you all today. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. I plead the blood of Jesus over your finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over your children. The blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. The blood, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. I'm talking about the blood. I know what it looks like. I know it doesn't feel good, but there is power in the blood. I'm talking about the power of the blood. The blood of Jesus manifests the power. You got the power, saints of the Most High God. You have the power. Activate the power. And finally, you got to praise God for the gift. Praise God in the mountaintop. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the valley. He's right with you in the valley. He's right there with you in the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ah, my God, praise him in the valley. Praise him anyhow. Heaven, yet will I praise you on your lips. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to trust God in the middle of the situation. You got to trust God when you're going through hell. You got to trust God when the gates of hell are trying to prevail against you. You got to trust God in the middle of trouble. You got to trust him in the middle of financial stress. You got to trust God when the bills come in. You got to trust God when it seems like there's not enough money. You got to trust God anyhow. You got to trust God when your kids are acting up. You got to trust God when that man or that woman walks out on you. You got to trust God anyhow, even though it doesn't look good. You got to trust God anyhow. God is able. God is able, saints of the Most High God. He is able, and he has given us the greatest gift. We have the greatest gift in Jesus. Jesus. His name is Jesus. There is no other name by which man can be saved. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to praise God anyhow. Go ahead and praise him, saints. Go ahead and praise him. Praise God anyhow. Praise him anyhow. Give God the glory. Praise him. Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praise. And I'm here to tell you today, listen, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus.
He is, has been, and always will be the greatest gift that I've ever received. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I turn it back over to Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah. I don't know if he's able to come back. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Anthony's not able to come back, but I thank God for the greatest gift. Hallelujah. The greatest gift. Listen to me. No matter what you're going through on today, listen, we've had some heartache this year. We've cried some tears. We've had some hard times. When we came in, it was declared that this is the year of divine manifestation and supernatural release. And so many of us thought that that meant that it was going to be easy. But what that really meant that was that God was going to show up in the fire. He was going to manifest himself in the middle of the struggle. It meant that God was not going to leave you, that he was going to release victory to you in the middle of everything that you could face. It meant that God was going to be there for you, and that he was always going to be there holding your hand through trials and tribulations and trouble and turmoil. So I'm here to tell you on today that God is the greatest gift. Hallelujah. He is indeed the greatest gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. We praise him on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God and we praise him on today for being the greatest gift. Hallelujah. We thank God. Listen, Jesus, they talk about a lot of different gods, but there's only one way through the Father, and that's through Christ. I want to pray for you now. I'm going to pray for you all who are here under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, that God will continue to give you a greater revelation of what he has given you. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. God, we thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift. I thank you for the greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ. I thank you that his blood will never lose its power. I pray for every person, Father God, who is assembled in this sanctuary, every person, Father God, who is even listening, Father God, via the archives. I pray for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would stir up the fan, the flames, stir up the flames, fan the flames, fan the flames, light the fire, oh God, in their hearts for Jesus. Even during this holiday season, let us not get caught up on money and how much money we have or do not have and what we can't buy or who we can't shop for. But God, let us continue to look to Jesus, the greatest gift that has ever been given, not only to us, but to this world, to this world. Thank you for the greatest gift that's been given to this world, Jesus Christ. And Father God, let each and every person under the sound of my voice have a revelation of who Jesus is. And Jesus, I ask that you step into the middle of every situation. Step into the middle of every tough situation. Some people are believing you today for healing. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Some people are believing you today for money. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Some people are believing you for peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Somebody is believing you, oh God, Father God, just to be able to praise you again. You are for their joy. You are Jehovah Nisha, the Lord our joy, the Lord our banner. So, Lord, we just thank you for being El Shaddai, our all-sufficient God. And there is no lack. I declare no lack in the households of the people of God. So, Lord, bless each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Bless them. Bless their children. You said that we and our seed would be blessed. Bless their children. Bless our children. My children need to be blessed too. My grandchildren, their children, their grandchildren. Bless them, their nieces, their nephews, their relatives. Bless them and bless them indeed. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless every marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for divine purpose on our lives. And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor and the praise, and we consider it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Save souls, God. Somebody needs to be saved on today. Hallelujah. Somebody needs saved today. Be saved on today. I'm going to ask Minister Valerie Allen to come and lead us in the prayer of salvation at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for truly this is the day that you have made, and we're rejoicing in our soul and being so glad in it, Father God. Lord, thank you so much for your mighty word on today. Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. Lord, where will we be without you? So, Lord, with that being said, we thank you that you came to give us life and give us life more abundantly, oh God. You came, God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So at this time, we want to give everyone an ample opportunity who have not received the greatest gift. The greatest gift is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of the Most High God. We ask that you please take an opportunity, this opportunity, around this time of the season. But just not this season, every day is the season and the reason to give your life to Christ. So if you haven't done so, we want you to accept Jesus Christ in your life as your personal Lord and Savior, or recommit your life to Christ by repeating this simple prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I'm saved. Glory be to God. If you have prayed this prayer for the first time or the second, the third, or fourth time, and so on and so forth, you are now saved by grace. Welcome to the family of God. We encourage you to join our Holy Spirit, Holy Bible-based teaching church to grow into the unconditional love, joy, and full knowledge of God as we recommend to you NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church, where the Spirit of the Lord lives. I tell you, praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. So welcome, welcome, and to the Kingdom of God. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. And remember, Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. And I just pray and know that the souls have been saved on today. And we just thank God for you all joining us on today in our virtual sanctuary. We thank God for all of the ministers in the chat room and the pastors in the chat room. God bless you. Amen to all who are on the phone lines and who have entered in by way of phone lines and by way of chat. We say God bless you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. If the Lord leads you to sow into this ministry, you can do so by going over to our website at www.nccmonline.org, and you can partner with us. We are here every Tuesday night for intercessory prophetic prayer, and we are here every Wednesday night for our noonday service, and you can partner with us for this international ministry as we reach the masses for Christ. And if you're looking for a church home, we are on location in our church building at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and you can come on over there. If you want to write us at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, the zip code is 07206. If you want to write us or sow a seed, you can do so by sending it to New Creation Christian Ministries, and we will thank God and pray over your seed that God will increase you for everything that you have given to us. Well, God bless you. We thank you again for being with us. Go in peace and serve the Lord, and know that we serve a mighty God. So we look forward to seeing you again. And again, Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say, Lord, you're mighty,
Lord, you're mighty.
lift up your praises.
Oh, what a man.